Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Pompito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide 2024. Why do I say that? This will be our 40th year in radio. Straight up come 40 years, September 2024. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Let me introduce myself. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. I mean, I could fight at one point in time and was ranked nationally at 139 pounds, which was the old junior welterweight limit. And I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. So if you want to tweet me during the show, my Twitter handle is Not Average Pedro. Check it out, Not Average. Average page, or either X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, but that is the handle. Now, the scandal, not a bit of a scandal. I thought it was scandalous. I thought the decision that Friday night, of course, coming from the new capital of boxing, Saudi Arabia, Ray Vargas, getting a draw with a young man. I thought Nick Ball like lit him up like the White House Christmas tree, knocked him down twice officially. Maybe even if you went 6-6 in rounds, you said, you know, one guy won six rounds, one guy won the other six rounds. But when you have the two knockdowns and the fact that Vargas was on the deck for other reasons, his physical limitations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, to not give Nick Ball the fight, I would have to say he got heisted. Didn't get robbed, he got heisted. So, and I'll kind of put this. I looked at one of the WBC pages last night that Mauricio Sulaimán put up, the president. He said it was a very close fight. It was a draw, this and that. And then everybody underneath him, except one guy, like 100, said, no, it was a robbery. We need to do it again. So hopefully they will do that again in Liverpool. That's right. Home of the Fab Four. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles, were born in Liverpool. And that's where this kid's from. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, Larry Merchant, Dennis Rappaport, and more. Oh, and Barry on Boxing, today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin in pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is JD Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just before the fight, I'm looking at him, and the man's giving his instructions. I said, sucker, you are in trouble tonight. You are fighting the greatest fight of all times. You heard I was the greatest. Like you just said, you heard this, now you see it. I said, you said I was the greatest, but you're going to see. I'm fast, sucker. I'm going to burn you up. You're fighting your idol. I talked through the whole fight. I said, come on, sucker. I said, show me something. They told me you could hit hard. You're just a sissy. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Oh, I grabbed his head sometimes, and I said, look at you. Look at you. Round 7, and you're tired. You have 8 more rounds to go. And he's just throwing them. He's breathing. I said, oh, you finished, boy. You are in trouble. I said, you don't have but 2 chances, slim and none.
George Foreman told me there was no way in the world that Muhammad Ali was going to beat him. Same thing with Ernie Terrell. Ernie Terrell was 6'7". He was undefeated at the time when they fought in 1967, I believe. And, of course, Ernie Terrell would not call Muhammad Ali Muhammad Ali. He was calling him Cassius Clay. He said, why do you want to disrespect me? Why do you want to disrespect me? So when I got to Ernie Terrell, like in the 80s and the early 90s in Chicago, I saw him in a couple of fights. I said to him, Ernie, why did you jack the champ up like that? He goes, because there was no way on the planet I thought that skinny little punk ass, blah, 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 was going to beat me. Okay? And what happened? He got beat on like a drum. Straight up, size matters in 2 things, pornography and combat sports. And here, size, of course, the smaller guy won. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're talking boxing now. We bring in, of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. He comes to us, of course, from the Bronx. How's the family?
Hey, family is good, Pedro. How's everything with you?
Things are going good. I had a good night's sleep. You know, I mean, got to run this morning. I feel pretty good. Going to start running on the track in the next couple of days. Let's talk about the heist on Friday night. I thought that Ray Vargas was a clear loser. Even if you scored around 6-6 in rounds, the 2 knockdowns gave the challenger Ball the fight, without a doubt. So this wasn't a controversial fight. This was a bit of a heist.
Yeah, to me it was a heist. And that's exactly the way I had it. I thought that Vargas won the first 6, and then Ball won the next 6. So, and then the 2 knockdowns, that's a 2-point win for Ball in my book. You know, so that means they had, so the judges that actually gave Vargas, one of the judges had them winning, they had to give Vargas like 9 or 10 rounds or something like that, like in order for him to, to be up. That's crazy. There's no way.
114-112. 114-112. That was that once judge's card. I couldn't believe. One another judge had a 113-113. And the judge for this young man, I think, had a 116-110 or 116-111. It was a weird – all the way around, the scores were weird. And you know what sort of – when the scores are weird like that, you know what it tells me is that the judges are under incredible stress.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, because they – bro. They know what time it is. They know what's supposed to happen. And this is what happens with boxing judges, and why I think their scorecards are off so often, is that – It's obvious what is going on in front of you, okay?
Yeah.
But yet you're looking through different set of glasses. The other guy's supposed to win. The other, well, maybe he did win. Maybe he did win that round. Maybe he did. You know, you're giving a lot of maybes away. So yeah. Bottom line is, I thought the scoring the other night was atrocious. The fact that all Vargas did, Vargas did a lot of holding. And you know, I will say this. The young man, I like the way that he fouled. I like the way he fouled him. I mean, when tall guys grab me and hold on to me, this and that, I just want to throw them all. I remember one dude, I threw him down.
Yeah.
Okay, I just threw. As you can see him getting thrown down here in the WBC picture. But I mean, that's I just threw guys down. And referees used to say to me, "Oh man," I said, "Man, they're holding on." You know, take the points away from these clowns holding on. Because you can hear me. I remember one referee had told him, and he's still around. I said to him, "He's holding, Gabe. He's holding." And he didn't do nothing. So I threw the guy on the ground. Guess who they took a point away from?
You.
That's all right. They could have taken 10 points that night. There's no way they could have gave that. Although they have done that before. But I was kicking this guy's ass so bad, it was like shoe polish. So I mean, that one wasn't even controversial. Anyway, but this one was, and we should have a rematch in the UK. This guy's from Liverpool, England. This will give me an opportunity to go to Liverpool and see where the Beatles are from, and go. You know, I've been to the UK a couple times. Do you think your agent will let you go to the UK? That's not like Saudi Arabia where there's all kinds of chicks.
I don't know, man. My agent is very strict, so I don't know if she's going to let me go.
Oh, okay. But, well, the bottom line is maybe we'll work on. So if I threw in like a family trip of three or four, it would be fine, right? If I brought all your relatives?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Forget on that. That ain't happening, son. Sorry. let's talk about the main event before we get to the Zhang fight. Because the Zhang fight was a little bit controversial to an extent in some people's mind. I didn't think so. I thought it went just probably the way it should have went. But, Anthony Joshua.
AJ.
I mean, the two right hands he landed, the two or three right hands he landed were nice. The one that finished him was really nice. But you know what? If you put me in the ring with the impeccable one over there, he's never fought before. Okay, you hear what I'm trying to say? I'm going to knock him the block. I, you know what I'm saying? I am. I'm going to hit him on his chin, and I'm going to knock him out. So whether Tyson Fury didn't have the power, punching power, or didn't connect on the chin, or whatever the story was, okay, he was able to impose his will on Francis Tyson Fury, but he can't impose his will here on Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua is just a little bit too big, a little bit too fast. You know, I thought Joshua was the stuff. I thought he was the spit with an H coming out of the 2012 Olympics, the Olympic gold medalist. He could fight. He was tall. He could range. He could punch a little bit. But the problem or the drawback I had on Joshua, Tommy D, was the fact that he started late in boxing. He wasn't a boxer. He was a basketball player or something.
Something like that. He started, what, around 18, 19 years old?
Yep.
But you know, he still had a good pedigree. He was a good boxer. The only question I had with Joshua was his chin and his heart. You know, the Ruiz fight, it looked like, I don't know what happened in the Ruiz fight. That first Ruiz fight, he looked like he gave up. He didn't, you know, he got hit, he dropped, and he didn't know how to, you know, what to do.
He
you
got know, so, beat by so, the 2000, by the 21st century Frito Bandito.
Yeah, and to me, that's always been his heart, you know, the question. And then he's hesitant to kind of like throw. But in this fight, he seemed real confidence. He got the timing down. He took the fight seriously, not like what, you know, maybe Fury did when he fought Francis Ngannou. He took it seriously. And after that first round, the timing, it was over. He felt confident. And you know, he couldn't miss with the right hand. You know, I thought Francis should have never got up after the second knockdown, because I knew it was going to, you know, that third knockdown, I knew eventually he was going to get laid out the way he did. He was done.
But you knew they weren't going to let that go that way in Saudi Arabia. I mean, you know, there were some bloodthirsty fans on. And they, of course, the 38-88 pay-per-view, the impeccable one paid for the fight. He said he watched the entire seven-hour card all by himself. He was on 7 hours on TV. Sock watched it for 7 hours. I don't know if he paid for it or not. But 7 hours, 34-88. I guess it was worth it time-wise.
I guess. I mean, maybe Sock was watching it while he was at work. Right, because he had to work Friday during the day. He might have had his cell phone, you know, on the side, and you know.
You know, I still have that clip of you dogging him about having to get up early in the morning to go to work. I mean, get this, folks. These guys are best friends, right? And they live in the Bronx, and we're watching a fight one night. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning in New York when the fight's over with, right? So Sox got to get up like in less two or three hours, and Tommy D fires a shot over the bow. Sock, because they were arguing over the ending of this fight. So he says, Sock, I'm happy you got to get up in the morning to go to work. That was a cold shot, man. That was
He was happy that Teofimo got a gift win, in my opinion. And he was like, this was great. And, you know, so I had to stick it to him as well. And,
What do we do with Teofimo Lopez? I mean, how do we market him?
You got to put him in there with somebody that their styles are going to mesh, you know, like. The fights he's looked bad in is when fighters, you know, with boxers, with guys that move, you know, obviously Jermaine Ortiz moved a lot.
Too much.
But before Sandor Martin, Sandor Martin was a mover, but Sandor Martin scored a knockdown. You know, he didn't hurt Tio, but he scored a knockdown and arguably scored two knockdowns. They didn't count the other one. So maybe he needs a fight with somebody that's going to come straight forward and they bang it out. Him and Matisse, I think, would be a great fight.
I'm throwing my hands up and down here in frustration in the studio, and I'm thinking, man, had the other guy only left those nice combination after making him miss. I mean, he made him miss so bad. He made Teofimo look so amateurish. I mean, it was just, I mean, whoa, man. And when you make a guy miss that bad, you have to make him pay. You just don't make him miss and go, okay, I made you miss. No. This is boxing. This isn't badminton. You got to make that dude pay. He never made him pay once, and that cost him the fight.
Yeah, I agree. I think you got to, you know, and you got to take it from the champion. You know, and he was there. I mean, he had Teofimo off balance, diving into the ropes. He should have threw some combos right off of that.
When he went beside him and sidestepped him, he could have fired on him from the side. I mean, it almost would have been unfair, you know what I'm saying? But that's the way you position the guy. I mean, it happens. But that's where he could have knocked him around there. All in all, I thought that Teofimo Lopez, of course, got about a B-minus for the effort. And, you know, Jermaine Ortiz probably got about a C-plus. There wasn't a whole lot of difference between the two.
No, and Ortiz was the bigger guy. He was clearly bigger than Teofimo. He must. I don't know what the weights were after the weigh-in, but he looked like he was 160 pounds.
Yeah, you and I both thought that size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. But if you don't impose your size, you're not going to be able to use your size. If you have all this punching power and you can't, I mean, all Ngannou had all that punching power, couldn't hit Ngannou, who couldn't hit Anthony Joshua, so it didn't matter. Like Liston and Ali, I remember Muhammad Ali giving Ernie Terrell a bad time. The aforementioned Ernie Terrell, 6'7". He was 6'7" when they went into this fight in 1967 or 1968, somewhere around there. Anyway, so he keeps telling Ali, I'm going to call you Clay. And Muhammad says to him, please call me Muhammad. He goes, no, I'm calling you Clay. I'm calling you Clay. And then he called him a punk and a couple other things, this and that. And I said to him, and I'll say this again, I said at the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 1992, I said to Ernie, how the hell could you say that to him? He goes, because there's nowhere in this goddamn world I thought that man could ever be. I didn't even think he could touch me, let alone beat me.
Wow.
Because Terrell had been lumped, because Terrell was so big, he lumped everybody up.
Yeah, indeed.
Size don't matter. Size matters in two things.
Said pornography. He was gonna make it up for the whole fight.
Exactly. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with the impeccable ones on the other side of the board. And of course, more with Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, after the break.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Johnny, what time are you going to bed tonight?
It's been hard to sleep, believe me. I've been trying to sleep, and I'm just so anxious right now.
We know you're going to watch movies, and you and your wife?
I'm just too hyper, no?
Well, I know, but man, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't really care. Are you climbing the walls? I mean, do you have plungers on your shoes where you climb up the walls? And...
Nah, Pedro, what I do is I read my Bible and try to stay cool and calm, but it's kind of hard still, too.
Do you ever take out pictures of Danny Romero?
Do I what?
Do you ever take out a picture of Danny Romero and look at it? Like,
yeah, I've been having him in my gym while I've been training.
Yeah. Yeah. A nice picture of him and not so nice picture of him.
No, well, you know, it's not so nice now, but it was nice when he first got in.
And well, you trained at the top-ranked gym here in Vegas, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fletch, is Fletch as cool in the corner as everybody says he is? I mean, is he as cool in the gym as he is in the corner on TV?
Well, you know, Mr. Fletch is just an amazing man all the way around. I mean, he's a legend. I don't got nothing bad to say with him. It's all good and positive.
I'm not asking to say nothing bad. I'm just asking, is he as cool and calm as he seems? I mean, the guy seems like he has ice running through his veins.
Yeah, he's cool, calm, and collective.
Hey, cool, calm, and collective. I wish you the very best of luck this Friday night.
Hey, brother, I appreciate it. Say a prayer for me, buddy. If there's anything I can do for you anytime, you let me know.
Johnny Tapia preparing for what he thought was the biggest fight of his life. Biggest fight of his life was against cocaine, and he lost. But actually, he died from a opiate overdose. He was sort of got into opiates at the end, but the bottom line is he was hooked on cocaine for a long, long time. In fact, there was two Johnny Tapias. It was like two Hector Camachos, the one on coke and the one off coke. And, of course, one time Tappy was in a bit of a weird mood. He beat some hobo on a decision he didn't deserve in El Paso, Texas. I was doing the television and the ring announcing, so when I interviewed him after announcing the decision, I said to him something like, "Hey, Johnny, we've been down this road a long time." And he says, "What the F does that mean? Blah, 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 blah." And starts going crazy, just went nuts. Anyway, that was Johnny Tapia, the nutty side. So straight up, may he rest in peace. Let's go back to the Ring Talk phone lines, of course, talk about the Bronx and talk about the heavyweight fight. Of course, took place across the pond in Saudi Arabia. Joseph Parker, now 35-3, 23 KOs. Dethroned the WBO interim champion. Talk about Zil Zhang, 26-2-1, 21 KOs, 12-round majority decision. One judge called it even, 113-113. The other judges called it 114-112, 115-111. For Parker, who was knocked down twice, but there's a rematch clause here, so it looks like Zhang may get in another rematch. What Zhang needs is to lose some weight off his fat ass.
Yeah, Zhang came in, what, 291?
291, and, you know, here's a story about heavyweights and weigh-ins. They come to the weigh-in, and then they go back, and they gain 25 or 30 pounds. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't know. I mean, it's some ego thing. If I've got more weight, I'm bigger, I'm a bad dude. No, not really.
Yeah, and they don't really have to. They're already heavyweights. And he already outweighed them, like, close to 50 pounds. Parker, I think, weighed in about 245, if I'm not mistaken. So
with a 50-pound weight advantage, I'd have manhandled him. I'd have used that B word. He'd have been my B. I mean, I'm telling you, a 50-pound weight advantage, I would have put him in a corner. He never got out.
Yeah. He just, I mean, I don't know, that extra weight just no good. And it seems
It extra weight? He was like 287 the last time, wasn't he?
287. Every fight, it seems like he increases his weight, and there's no need for it, you know. And then obviously, it hurt him in this fight. I think after the third round, he was gassed out, right? And he knocked Parker down in that third round, I believe. And I thought he was going to finish Parker. He should have finished Parker, you know. He was first to throw, but then he just tired out. Nothing for the rest of the fight. Even the knockdown in like the eighth or ninth round that he scored on Parker, it just seemed like he just got a little punch in there and, you know, and knocked him down off balance. But, you know, he didn't do anything much in that round either. I thought Parker completely. And if you wanted to be nice and give Zhang five rounds, fine. But then that would be a draw, right? So I clearly thought that the right decision was made. And, you know, and in the corner of Zhang was bad as well. You know, he was obviously trailing the fight. There was no sense of urgency until the final round. And in the final round, Zhang still didn't do anything in that final round. So. Not sure what's going on.
You know what? I think we should go back to having a needle in the corner. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, I do not.
Because when he gets up off the stool, stick a needle in his ass. give him, you have to have a sense of urgency. Some people, I mean, they approach this with no sense of urgency. I don't get it. I mean, everything's on the line here, and this guy's going, "Well, man, I got to go 3 more minutes. Let me just go 3 more minutes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, that the championship rounds, the 10, 11, and 12, there was no sense of urgency for Zhang. I think he thought he might have already won with the two knockdowns.
Yeah, well, let him dream on. Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney are going to go April 20th in Brooklyn. Of course, Ryan's saying some crazy stuff. Is Ryan smoking PCP?
Well, that's my question to you and to the fans out there. Is he really, you know, is this all for real or is this all for show? Right, I mean, all these things on his social media platforms, Instagram. There was a weird video that said that he got captured and they were gonna kill him and murder him on his Instagram and Twitter.
His ex-wife, who probably got a nice little settlement, but anyway, his ex-wife said he's being oppressed. I said, oppressed? Where is she coming from? If he was a slave, he might be oppressed. He's no slave.
No, he's not. I mean, unless he's referring to his parents, a slave to his parents, but it's just a weird, like that second press conference in LA was weird, where his father was coming out, his mother was like, "Leave him alone and, you know, let him do what he wants to do." I mean, he's going there saying that, you know, he's admitting to smoking and drinking and, you know.
Oh, well, listen, we've got films of him smoking and drinking. That ain't no big thing, you know. And, of course, there's also rumors of him doing blow.
Yeah, but you at the same time, you're coming here praising Jesus and, you know, talking about your savior.
No, bro, listen, some of the biggest cokeheads, some of the biggest cokeheads I know go to church on Sunday, or went to church on Sunday.
I don't doubt that, but when you put that in front of the media and in the press, and you supposedly be a role model, I don't think it's a bad look.
And you know how you knew? You know how you knew it was? You looked over at the guy that kept going. the church is quiet as hell, right? There's three or four guys going, they ain't got the sniffles. You look at them, they're in their 20s, okay? They ain't got the sniffles for that. They got the sniffles from blow. Now, Joshua's performance was pretty good. You couldn't do much better than that, of course. Parker dropped Zhang twice. There's going to be a rematch, but I think he probably wins the rematch as well. Vargas, the rematch should be in probably the UK. What about these other fights? Majumov and Kurbanov for the WB 154-pound title. Was anything worth watching?
I honestly don't know much of the two. 154 used to be a really solid division. Right now, it's kind of up in the air. You got Tim Zhu facing Thurman, who hasn't fought in like a year and a half. You know, he's fighting on March 30th. And then this week, that you got this the Irish prospect, Callum Walsh, is fighting here in New York. He's fighting a guy, Yasenovic, I can't pronounce his name, you know, this Friday night. He looks good. I mean, he passes the eye test, in my opinion, even though his last fight, he fought a friend of ours from the Bronx, Ismael Villarreal. I thought that was a closer decision than what they scored it. But, you know, this guy, you know, Kana Walsh could be a player down the road. Then you have, you know, maybe they could set them up with Zander Zayas. You know, he's at 154. You know, also they're trying to build up. So, you see, 154, you know, I think it's time for the young guys to kind of take over. You know, Charlo's kind of, you know, disappeared and faded after that Canelo fight.
You know, with all that money, I guess he would. We're running up on a hard break here, bro. The only one close to 154 in the house is me. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Tommy G, thank the family. Hug the kids. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Pedro. Thank you.
The great Thomas Dillamuth on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript? After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Larry Merchant on tape to Larry Merchant live and in living color on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and WBC-TV. Good morning, Godfather. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning back at you.
Okay, and good morning to the Godmama as well. Give her my best. Of course, today is the 10th of March. Things are just moving right along as far as the boxing schedule is going. They had some fights Friday night in Saudi Arabia that I didn't think live up to any great expectations, but they put on an 8-hour pay-per-view broadcast and they charged $38 for it. So I guess for the 8 hours, if you're a boxing freak, you got your fix.
That's a reasonable ask. Who are the headliners?
It was Francis Ngannou and Anthony Joshua, and of course Ngannou was dropped in the second round hard a couple of times. The second time ended the fight. Of course, we had a pure boxer against an MMA guy, and that's the way it should go down when an MMA guy fights a real boxer with world-class talents.
Of course. And if it was flipped and the boxers had to fight MMA style,
yeah,
then the boxers wouldn't stand much of a chance.
Yep. Without a doubt. You know, Larry, I was going to ask you, I've been to 34 countries around the world, and I know your family's from Ukraine, and there's the Ukrainian conflict going on right then and there. But outside of Ukraine, because you probably can't go there because of the conflict, was there any place in the world you like to go at the age of 93?
Well, I don't know. I'd need a whole satchel for the pills and other meds.
No, what about Taos, New Mexico?
Look, there are places within reach that I could go for a few days, but my trips to Africa for a fight and to go on game preserves and all of that's done and gone.
Okay.
And I saw much of Europe on several different occasions and Asia as well. I've only missed Australia and New Zealand. Maybe I would be able to make it someday.
Okay. Well, the reason why I bring up Taos, New Mexico, because I used to call you and you used to be, we're talking 10, 12 years ago, you were skiing.
That's correct. I was out there on some tricky hills every day. I loved Taos, but after a while, it didn't make a lot of sense for us to travel back and forth. And we sold the house.
All right. So, do you still do bunny trails?
No.
You're retired from skiing.
I'm retired from skiing and tennis, which I play a lot of both.
You know, were you a tennis? Is it true that you used to hustle some of those people out there in the Caesars Palace tennis courts before fights?
No, not true. It's nice to hear, though.
Well, no. I see you out there playing with people, and I'm saying to myself, and you are a pretty good player. You're moving all over the place, and they're like stationary. So you're like fighting the stationary target, pushing the ball all over the place. I thought you won a couple of different times. I was spying on you. I was watching you play golf. I was watching you.
Yeah, I played quite a bit of tennis, particularly when we went to Vegas for fights. And there are some good players in the HBO team, and I used to enjoy it.
Okay. One time, you and I were sitting poolside. Actually, you were sitting poolside. I was standing, and I was with my current wife, and David Copperfield came by, and I asked him, could he make her disappear? And he didn't do it. It ended up costing me a lot of money in the divorce. So I just wanted to, you were a witness to that, and it ended up costing me a lot of money. If only Copperfield would have came through that day.
Well, I guess that would be a pretty good side hustle for him.
Yeah. What are you going to do this week? I mean, 93 years old. What do you do? What do you do most for? I know you work out still at the gym in the basement, and when it's not raining, you run around Santa Monica. What else? What's up?
Well, I'm going to be watching the Academy Award tonight.
Yeah. Does you and the Godmama still got juice? Could you get me tickets to the Academy Awards if I want to go, if I fly down?
Absolutely no.
Hey, isn't it a trip when people think that you've got connections on tickets and they call you? I've gotten dozens, maybe hundreds of calls over the years for tickets, this and that. Godfather, did you used to get a lot of calls for tickets?
No, as a matter of fact.
They wouldn't bother you. See, they only bothered the lower fruit, you know, the tree. They wouldn't bother, like, the Godfather. They were bothering. I used to tell people, my answering machine message would say, I don't have any tickets. That's what it would say before.
Well, I didn't have that problem.
Okay, so Josh was reestablished himself as a premier heavyweight, of course. Now, as it was, he 36-3 with 24 KOs, something like that. 2004, 2012 Olympic gold medals. I guess the big prize in the UK is going to be Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. Only because of those steroid issues, Tyson Fury can't fight in the UK.
I didn't know that. But otherwise, I would say they could sell out London, but I guess they'll have to sell out Arabia.
You know, but Godfather, I look at the crowds in Arabia, and, you know, the impeccable one, he's not going down to Saudi Arabia to watch fights. I'm not going to Saudi Arabia to watch fights. I've been to Saudi Arabia a couple times. I've been to Dubai a couple times. These are places you never want to go back to once you've been there once. Okay, that's just.
Well, I suppose some people say that about Santa Monica. I don't know.
No, I tend to doubt that. Maybe they bitch about the pizza. Maybe they bitch about the pizza slices they've never had. But I'm just telling you, it was horrible over there. It just was. And there's nothing you do over there. I mean, you just can't. So
how long ago was that, Pedro?
I was there in 2012 and 2013.
Okay, well that's fairly recently.
Hey, and here's a good one, Godfather. I was a nervous wreck. They knew I was a nervous wreck, you know, coming back, this and that. And the promoter screwed me out of my money. The infamous Harold Smith screwed me out of some money, like $8,000. And I went to the airport, and my airline ticket was no good. The lady says, your airline ticket's no good. And there was a note, come back to the hotel, something like that. But I wouldn't give my plastic credit card, and I took the jet home. So I take the two ambiance, the two sleeping pills, fall asleep on the jet. Unbeknownst to me, there was a mechanical problem with the plane. They took everybody off the plane for like 3 hours, and then they put everybody back on the plane. So when I woke up, everybody was back on the plane, and I looked out, and the plane was on the ground. So I said to myself, we're in San Francisco already. Okay? We hadn't left Dubai.
Pedro, proof again that you're one of a kind.
Wait, back to travel just for a second. All the places you went, where was the most beautiful place you went? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of places have beauty to them. I love Barcelona, Paris, of course, London and the British countryside, and of course I loved Africa with the game preserves.
You know what's so cool about the UK is I remember every time I went to the UK, I saw Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones because he was a big boxing fan. So he would show up at all the fights, especially the Hamed fights, this and that. And I would get to ask him questions about fights and about drugs and about just about everything you want. Ron Wood was like, he would just about answer just about any question. But I cornered him at the urinal one night, and I said to him, you know, you're kissing this guy Puff Daddy's ass, and you're a Rolling Stone. Why are you kissing Puff Daddy's ass? And he told me because Puff Daddy had the best drugs.
Well,
Ron Wood?
There you go. That should be a chapter in your book.
Okay, yeah. Canelo and Jaime Munguia. Munguia, like 43-0, 34 knockouts. Of course, come to us out of Tijuana, Mexico. I've been a bit suspect of some of his opposition, but he has performed admirably, and he is undefeated. And any time he fights is a bit excited. Of course, it's an exciting fight. He's going to take on Team Canelo. That's going to go down, I think, May the 4th, T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. This isn't the fight that people want to see, Godfather, as far as 168 pounds is concerned. Do you think we're ever going to see David Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez?
I don't know.
That's not good.
But I'm looking forward to this fight. I don't recall a fight in which you added up the number of fights that the two fighters have fought, and it's about 100. When is the last time that happened between Maniga and what's his name? And so I'm looking forward to the fight. I think it's a good fight for both of them. It will sell out Mexico and places beyond.
Okay. And, of course, Benavidez, I think, should get the fight in 2024. He's been the number one contender for 2.5 years, Godfather. I mean, how much longer can you push him away?
Well, look, I want to see that fight, but it's above my pay grade. I can't make the fights.
Hey, back when it was your pay grade, could you make fights at HBO? Tell the truth. Were you influential in making fights?
I had some influence. But it wasn't with HBO in particular. I had some influence. Bob Arum used to ask me, well, who should I fight? Who should this guy fight? Who should that guy fight? Once at a dinner on the night before a fight, he was rambling along and said, well, who should Oscar fight next, because he was promoting Oscar, I think, in those days. And I jumped up and said, Shane Mosley. And he said, it's done. We're going to do it. It was a natural fight at the time. And there were a few other occasions like that, but I'm proudest most because I'm the one who came up with the idea for Pacquiao in De La Hoya. A lot of people thought it was crazy that De La Hoya was much too big for him. But I saw Pacquiao as the modern incarnation of Henry Armstrong. And
what
happened.
You know, I consider Uncle Seth the greatest party thrower in the history of the world. Talking about Seth Abraham, the former HBO CEO of sports. Because that night at the Staples Center, we used the Staples Center for a party, all the Sopranos were there. Everybody in Hollywood was there. It was an unbelievable evening.
I remember that was one of those fights that had turned into an event. And, you know, poolside, wherever you were, was crackling with boxing and anticipation and so forth.
Well, no, Chad, it was one of the most exciting nights. Of course, De La Hoya losing a decision to Shane Mosley that first night at the Staples Center. Wow, that was a big shock, no doubt about that. Godfather, have the best of week. Hug the Godmama for me, and we'll talk real soon, sir. I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Pedro.
You are the one, the only, the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame Larry Merchant, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hour number two, forthcoming after the racist, biased, unbelievably insane news, of course, on here on Sports Byline. Hour number two, of course, will bring us some good guests. We'll bring... I'm chuckling about this, folks. I'm chuckling about it because somebody's shooting me back and forth. Dennis Rappaport will be here in hour number two. Of course, he was one of the wacko twins. When I say he's the wacko twins, that's not a knock on him. Of course, that's what the New York media used to call him, him and his partner, real estate partner. I'm talking about Mike Jones. Both those guys were in real estate, and then they went into boxing. They managed Jerry Cooney. Of course, at one point in time, Cooney had a potential to become the first billion-dollar athlete. That didn't happen, but we'll talk with Mr. Rappaport, of course, about the fact that Francis Ngannou got crushed and a few other things. He knows boxing business better than anybody else, so that's where we're bringing in the genius himself. Talk about Mr. Dennis Rappaport in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And Barry on Boxing, he's supposed to be checking in here in the next couple minutes, of course. My ace will be in studio. We'll talk boxing with Barry on Boxing for the rest of the hour, of course, here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN, oh man, I keep going. It's like 1,000. Somebody said to me, Pedro, can you read off the list of all the pages that carry the show? I'm sorry, I can't. It would take me about 2 or 3 minutes. It really would. There's all these different websites and this and that. And then you got the dark web, this and that. Somebody caught me on the dark web. I didn't know what the dark web was. What am I doing on the dark web? Why would you want me on the dark web when I'm on the live web? I don't get that. Anyway, I'm not doing nothing scandalous, am I? Not for the most part. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Time to talk about what's happening with Tyson Fury in hour number two. You know, obviously, he's not going to be the guy anymore. I mean, he got licked like a stamp by the MMA guy who Ngannou destroyed in less than 2 rounds. So what I'm trying to tell you is when you come common opponents, Come on, you know. I mean, Tyson Fury's done. He doesn't take it anymore. He doesn't have the ability to absorb a punch anymore. He can't take a punch. He doesn't want to fight anymore. I'm not saying he's back on the blow, but he's gotten cowardly. Guess what? Think of the Wizard of Oz and think of the Cowardly Lion. That is Tyson Fury in 2024. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. After the racist, biased news coming up here at the top of the hour in about 25 or 30 seconds, hour number two of Ring Talk comes back. Of course, we'll have a good time. Don't stick around. We'll spend some time with some superstars, including Dennis Rappaport and Barry Unboxing. Straight up, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline.
I'm Laura Winters.
As if our democracy is on the line, because it is. We must re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
You're listening to First Lady Jill Biden as she warms up the crowd in Philadelphia ahead of the president's speech there Friday.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose, period. Well, take it seriously, folks, because that's what they're still heading for. Hear me loud and clear. This will not happen on my watch.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden's sad excuse for a State of the Union address aside, here are the facts. When I left office, we gave Joe Biden the most secure border in U.S. history. We gave him Remain in Mexico, very tough to get, but I got it. Safe Third Agreements, the asylum ban, Title 42, 571 miles of border wall, rapid deportations, and much more. We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good.
In other news, the Justice Department is resisting Hunter Biden's efforts to have tax charges against him thrown out. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
Hunter Biden, son of the president, contends that they lack legal merit and stem from a conspiracy theory, as per court documents. His legal team asserts that the case ought to be dropped due to the alleged unlawful appointment of special counsel David Weiss and the continued validity of the plea agreement between Weiss and Biden. The argument is similar to one former President Trump is using in his own special counsel declaration.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Our top story, President Biden speaks in Philly, but before boarding Air Force One, reporters asking him whether he will debate former President Trump if he is the Republican nominee. To that, Biden replies,
"It depends on his behavior."
And Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in on whether Biden should debate Trump.
"We'll get to that at some point, and we'll deal with that."
To Texas now, where the Smokehouse Creek wildfire that has destroyed more than 1 million acres of the Texas panhandle is now about 75% contained. Fire crews trying to bring the flames under control. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M Forest Service says its investigators have come to the conclusion that power lines ignited both the Smokehouse Creek fire and the nearby Windy Deuce fire. At least 2 people killed, homes destroyed, and thousands of cattle killed as well. Xcel Energy, the main power provider in the Texas panhandle, denies its equipment was the cause of these wildfires. And And she hopes to be an inspiration to women around the world. USA's Ryan Daniels on the first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe. Here's his report.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island. Now she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure. She was forced to sail through hurricane-force winds and 30-foot-high waves at certain points.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, 38, 39, get this, come September, 40 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in radio and internet history, straight up, you're tuned to it right now. My name is Pedro Fernandez, I am your ever so modest host, yeah, I call myself modest, four-time Golden Glove champion, award-winning boxing writer, basically I know what I'm talking about, but you know more because you buy the actual pay-per-views. Or do you? We'll talk about buying pay-per-views. Of course, the Amazon pay-per-view coming up with, that's going to be funny. Raleigh Romero, of course, on the card with Pitbull Cruz. But Tim Zhu's going to take on Keith Thurman. Of course, that will be the main event. That's going to go down, I believe, the end of March. But at the end of the day, most boxing fans want to know how they're going to steal it. That's what they keep saying. Hey, Pedro, you're not a steal? I don't steal stuff, man. Come on. I almost feel insulted when you guys imply that. I just do. People, somebody in my position. Steve Albert, maybe, formerly of Showtime. I caught him on the air one time with that hot cable box when he was watching two pay-per-views at the same time. I said, how much is that costing you, Steve? He goes, oh, nothing. I said, oh, you must have the hot box. And there was a long pause there. He didn't plead the fifth. He didn't say much. But the bottom line is he was caught using a hot box. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. We'll spend some time today with Dennis Rappaport. Of course, he was one of the men that guided Jerry Cooney to all that money and a shot at the heavyweight championship back in 1982. He's a genius when it comes to boxing and a whole lot more. Straight up, Dennis Rappaport after the break on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
For sure. I think I'm the face of boxing already. If we being real, I'm down the face of boxing right now. I think that Canelo going out the door, all the top guys, I mean, well, Canelo probably the only one, but he's going out the door, so.
What responsibility comes along with that then, if you're going to take the mantle as the face of boxing in America?
Yes. Every time I'm in there, I just put on a dominant performance. You know, just go out there and put on a great performance. I think that's what make me that star over everybody. Because people be winning, but they be watching them and they be like, first of all, they go 12 rounds. Not saying 12 rounds is bad, but it's just like how they do it. Like they run and they think it's still amateur boxing and things like that. Like, come on.
He was describing Floyd Mayweather and maybe to a lesser extent, Devin Haney. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Gervonta Davis, 30-0, 28 KOs. Nobody knows what he's going to do next, but he's come off a couple of criminal charges, and he's had a name change. So the bottom line is he hasn't fought since April, of course, in that spanking of Ryan Garcia. Of course, Ryan Garcia coming back in April the 20th exact, of course, going to take on Devin Haney. Now, we go from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in one of the brightest guys in boxing. I'm talking about Mr. Dennis Rappaport. How are you today, sir?
Great, Pedro, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much. First of all, When you look at the fact that, you know, Ngannou got destroyed in two rounds by Joshua as the way it should have went. I mean, let's be honest. No guy should be able to walk off the MMA court, walk into a boxing ring, and be able to beat the heavyweight champion the first time around. And he came close of not doing that. If he came close, I thought he did it, talking to Ngannou beating Fury, but he didn't get the call. He is now 0-2, but he's 0 plus $50 million, I believe. That's a pretty good run.
Well, yeah, you know, first of all, it's like a plumber deciding one day he's going to be a doctor without the proper training time or experience. In the MMA, the participants get paid very little. This guy in two fights made a huge payday, and finally reality set in. I mean. And he, with all his inexperience and how green he was, he started trying to be cute and switching to southpaw.
Yeah.
And by the way, the right hands that Joshua hit him with in the first and second round were just a beautiful, beautiful right hand. And hey, you know, he pointed out the reality, and he ended it with an exclamation mark, and there's no. There's no more embarrassment for boxing.
Okay.
You know, MMA deserves to play in a playground, but you can't get an MMA guy without the experience and all the time it takes to become a professional fighter.
Okay.
And that, I think, was proven.
Time to piss on Dana White. Why would I do that? Because the most he ever gave Francis Ngannou before was $600,000 and a $50,000 bonus.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. They're getting away, and if they did it in boxing, they'd be talking about the abuses of boxing, the exploitation of boxing. Dana White is getting away with murder in the first degree, economically, how he treats and how he pays these guys.
Time out, genius. Could Don King get away with that?
Well, could Don King get away? Don King got away with exploiting, using, and abusing boxers in many, many ways. I think Don King has been the exception, and you know.
Guys, if they signed their contract rights and had decent agents, they got paid good money for the most part.
Absolutely, and frankly, today. The dollars that fighters are receiving. I mean, when I first went into the business, if fighters got $100 a round, a six-round fighter would get, you know, $600. Today,
$650.
Today they're getting, you know, multiple thousands of dollars for a six-round fight.
Well, you know, I'm blown away by that because I used to pay $100 a round and fly them in from L.A. if they were the opponent. Here's a good one. I flew an opponent in from L.A. His name was Jorge Ornelas. And I looked at his record. He was like 0-6. I said to myself, but he had never been stopped. And I said, we'll bring him in to fight my Irish guy, my little Irish guy that could fight just a little bit, blah, blah, blah. So I bring him in. And he comes to me, I take that back, he's supposed to come downstairs for the fight. He doesn't come downstairs. Now I'm the promoter, the matchmaker, and the ring announcer. I'm doing everything. So I go back. So I go up to the dressing room, and Dennis, guess what he tells me? He's smoking a cigarette with his trunks on. So he goes, hey, man, F you. I'm not going downstairs for $100 a round. And I go, huh? He goes, I'm not going downstairs for $100 a round. He goes, either you throw in another $500 or I'm leaving, and I'm thanking you for my trip to San Francisco.
Oh, boy.
So I gave him the extra $500. And he went down there and he licked my guy.
Unbelievable. That is an unbelievable story. You know, I'll tell you something. Years ago, Oscar Bonavena tried to hold up the garden, and they finally yesed him when he was in the dressing room. And, of course, Teddy Brennan was the matchmaker.
Ooh.
And after the fight was over, he never paid him the inflated blackmail money, you know. It's really changed. And, you know, in terms of what King did, it was so unconscionable. You take each and every fighter from Holmes to Al. You know, when Holmes fought Cooney, okay? I fought for parity. I wound up because I had auditors and accountants at every closed-circuit location to control the dollars and to know what the legitimate revenues were, that Cootie wound up getting paid a couple of $1 million more than Holmes, who didn't want to pay for half the accounting, and I wouldn't give him something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him it was a bad mistake. You know, what King did was unconscionable. On the other side, King used to put on great cards, okay, and he had charisma, was a workaholic, but again, what he did, there's no justification for what he did. He took fighters and literally, you know, there's a pie.
Muhammad Ali.
Everybody got to eat.
Muhammad Ali
didn't want to even give them the crumbs.
Ali was supposed to get $8 million for the slaughter with Larry Holmes. Somehow, King came up with $4 million and got Ali on the phone personally, and then got Ali to sign off on the other $4 million with the promise that Ali would get another title shot. I mean, so I thought.
Well,
that
actually, if I may say,
yeah,
it was worse than this. He had somebody go up. Ali was in the hospital, and go up with a briefcase. I think it was a Muslim brother or what have you, he sent up. And they showed Ali, who wasn't in the best shape to begin with at that point. He took tremendous punishment. And they showed him some money in a briefcase to get a complete release. I mean, this is what you're talking about. There was no loyalty. It's not a question of black or white. The only color that meant anything to him was green.
You know,
green.
I will say this, though. He, for the gigs that I paid, that I worked for him for King Vision, he always paid me. There was never any bitch on money. I never had a problem with him ever as far as me getting paid. Because then again, I was a member of the media at that point in time. I don't think you want to screw over somebody from the media for a lousy $1,000 or something for a TV appearance.
Yeah, no. In terms of paying his staff or his secretaries or people that did maybe PR, they would get paid. But relative to the millions, the countless millions that he robbed from fighters, you know, he had to pay someone, you follow? I mean, he needed people in the media. He needed people, you know, in his office, et cetera. But when it came to the big bucks, a contract never meant a contract with him. As a matter of fact, if you didn't initial every page, okay, he would insert things in a contract. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. We had a fight once that was supposed to take place in Cancun. He tried to pull a move about withholding state taxes. I refused to get on the plane. I hired a tax lawyer, a specialist on Mexican taxation. There was no such thing as state taxes in Mexico. He completely made it up. So most of the people that fought on the card got absolutely robbed. They were deducted money for state taxes when there was no such thing as state taxes.
Okay, now, let me show you another side of Don King. We're getting ready to do the Peter McNeely Mike Tyson out of jail fight. I think it's March.
Uh-huh.
It's in March. We're in Vegas, and he's got me working PR for him. So he's got me staying up late at night doing these interviews in Poland and all around the world, just radio interviews. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, watch a fight on this. Anyway, bottom line is I did it until 3:30 in the morning, okay? And he was with me till 3:30 in the morning. And so I said, no, I'm going to bed. He goes, Paige, where are you going? I'm going to bed. So anyway, I went to bed. He was drinking whiskey. 5:30 in the morning, 5:45 in the morning, the phone's ringing. And I'm thinking, who's my girlfriend? Pedro, come on downstairs. I said, man, I haven't even been to sleep 2 hours yet. Just come on downstairs, Holmes. You can do it. You're a young man. Before he can see a young man, click.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you one thing, you know, and I see many negative things about King. King was a workaholic, okay? He had tremendous charisma. He was a great salesman. And he would have tried every approach from being charming to trying to intimidate to, he would do a dance. He would bring in, he once brought in Reverend Jackson to convince me that we shouldn't get parity and I'd be retarding the civil rights movement after he found out that I was almost lynched by the Ku Klux Klan. First, he thought he couldn't reach me because I was a racist. Then he did such investigations, he found out that I was an activist for civil rights. And, you know, he put Reverend Jesse Jackson in Chicago into the hotel room. And the Reverend Jackson says, Dennis, I want to thank you for the position you took on apartheid and not sending Cooney to South Africa. But you'll be retarding the civil rights movement if you allow Cooney to get as much money as Holmes.
So I
looked at him and I said, Reverend Jackson, the biggest attractions in boxing were black, Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard. They had the charisma and personality. In this contest, Cooney has the charisma, and Holmes is just fighting. They're looking at him as just never giving him credit for the ability he has, being in the shadow of Ali.
Dennis, I got to cut you short on that, and I'm running up on a hard break. Hug the wife. Looks like you guys have been celebrating lately. I wish you the very best, man. You're a good man, and you're great for boxing. No doubt about that. Good family, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My man, good family, man. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back after the break, Boxing with Barry.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Every boy has an idol, and honestly, I'm so proud to say that Joe is my idol, and still is. It seems as though it was only yesterday, man, and we were back in Detroit down at Brewster Center, and I was watching you go through the paces there. Boy, was I fascinated. He can always punch, Ralph.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm telling you, I wanted to be so like this guy. But everything I learned about boxing, all of the good clean habits and training hard and clean living, I honestly learned from Joe. And I say, there's another thing. You know, if it hadn't been for you, I just might not have been a fighter.
Prize fighting.
You're the greatest.
That was Joe Louis talking about the man born Walker Smith. I'm talking about Sugar Ray Robinson, considered the best pound-for-pound fighter in the history of boxing in the minds of more than a lot of people. A lot of people think that Ray is like a boxing god. I think he's a boxing god, but I think that his godness, per se, has sort of been met with, how can I put this? Talent has gotten as good as he was at that point in time. He was so much better than everybody else at that point in time. The ability to move around the ring, double jabs, combinations, the fast footwork and hand speed, that was unparalleled beforehand. Now I think other guys can do it, and I'm not sure that he would be on top pound for pound, as a lot of people say he is. Now, that being the case, let's bring in Barry on boxing. Of course, my expert from the UK, living here in the United States, here in the city by the bay. What's new, bro? You step over any bums on the way in?
San Francisco. So, yeah, you don't have a lot of choice, really, do you?
You know, some of the streets are getting better. Do you notice they're cleaning up some streets? Some, like, they're putting fences and stuff like that so people can't camp there, this and that. So they're closing people up. But I don't know where they're going. To the next street?
I think they just shift them around, don't they? Anytime there's any big event in the city, they kind of shove them down south a little and under the freeway.
You know, if they had a few more bucks, they'd move them all to Antioch like they did all the black people out of San Francisco. That's what they did about 20 years ago. They moved all the black people from San Francisco to Antioch.
Bayview's changed a lot. Yeah, yeah. Used to be an African-American neighborhood, but not so much these days.
When I was a cop out in the Bayview, it was black. I had to get black permission. I mean by that, like when something would go down in the neighborhood, I would go to somebody in the neighborhood of note, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I would try to get their blessings on trying to crack a crime. And for the most part, they were very cooperative. And that's why I didn't give tickets. When I was a cop, I didn't give tickets. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to give some lady a $200 ticket back then, right? A $200 ticket. And she can't afford it?
Yeah.
So what's that mean? It's going to turn into a warrant?
Yeah. No, that makes no sense at all.
Come on, man. That's like when I caught those kids with weed. I used to catch kids, small kids with small amounts of weed, 17, 18 years old. And remember, I had a partner who goes, "We got to book these guys. We need the numbers." I say, "I'm crunching this stuff up and throwing it into the air." This thing, What are you doing? We're not kidding, ruining these kids' lives.
Harmless stuff. Yeah, exactly. Back then, it would have ruined their lives as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, would have ruined their lives. Anyway, let's change gears without a doubt. Now, Ray Robinson, I thought he was a great fighter. But the fact that, you know, he lost to guys like Carmen Basilio and Jake LaMotta, and there was one guy he lost to that was a club fighter, Ralph Jones, I believe. Do you think there was and I've got some pictures of Ray Robinson with Blinky Palermo. Now, you wouldn't take a picture with Blinky Palermo unless you were in with Blinky Palermo.
Right.
Are we on the same page there?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is that now I look at these fights a little bit more with a different eye, than I a little jaundice to it than I did before with Ray Robinson. Because here's what's up. Ray lost to Carmen Basilio, okay? Now, I love Carmen. Carmen's the most truculent man you've ever met in your life. He's the most bitter, evil man. He's almost evil.
Right,
I mean, he called Emil Griffith an agate with an F. Okay,
right.
I mean, he just right in front of me. Hey, what's up, man?
Tough old bird.
Yeah, and then he insulted me a couple times in the radio. I sung him happy birthday one time. You know what he said to me?
What's that?
What'd you do with the money, son?
Oh, really?
I go, what do you mean the money? He goes, the money your mother gave her for singing lessons. Okay, so that was the last time I sang anybody happy birthday over the radio.
Right,
that was Carmen. So Carmen was naturally an insulting guy, okay? But I didn't think he was all that much as a fighter. He was a welterweight, and he fought Ray Robinson at middleweight, and he beat Ray Robinson at middleweight. And I just thought that was a little bit suspect. And then Robinson come back a month later and beat him. And then, you know,
that was an old Robinson, though, wasn't it?
And he lost to Gene Fulmer. Gene Fulmer was a good guy. I spent a lot of time around Gene Fulmer before he passed. I think he was out of Utah. A Mormon. But he was a good guy, but he wasn't in that league.
But he was a bulldog, wasn't he? He was strong.
Bulldog and strong, but he was, you know, Ray Robinson to lose to him, and then...
I mean, that was all late in Robinson's career, wasn't it? I think As a welterweight, he was fantastic. Not those. As much
yeah, but as a welterweight, who did he fight?
Yeah, no, it was early in his career, so his big fights came late.
I'm going to go into the people talk about his accolades as a middleweight. Of course, you know the big fights he has as a middleweight, Rocky Graziano, guys like that. Bobo Olsen. Bobo Olsen was a good friend of mine. He was a good guy until he lost his memory. Randy Turpin, of course, lost a fight to Randy Turpin.
He was strong as well, Randy Turpin.
Was Turpin strong?
He's a strong guy. Yeah. I think Robinson was shocked, wasn't he, when he turned up in England, thought he was going to be a kind of a patsy, and Turpin was a big, strong middleweight.
Okay, so you know, there was a pattern back then amongst the mob and boxers where they would get fighters to lose, and then they would win the immediate rematch. Okay,
right,
it just
right.
looks to me like three or four times that there may have been a possibility that Robinson did this because of the fact that I saw that picture of him and Blinky. Check this out. In 1990, I'm in Atlantic City, and I was with one of the Gelb brothers, and Frank Gelb was the promoter extraordinaire. He was a big promoter in town,
okay.
And you couldn't promote in Atlantic City without Frank Gelb.
Okay,
like the mob.
Yeah,
like the mob.
Go through him, huh?
That was his territory. So anyway, we're at a party, this and that, and Blinky Palermo's there. And somebody says to me, hey, that's Blinky. I said, Blinky who? Blinky Palermo. Whoa!
Yeah,
I want to interview him. I want to talk to him, this and that, right? So they got one of the Gelbs around him. And one of Frank Gelb's kids told me, my uncle isn't talking.
Okay.
And I said, okay, my uncle. I just left it at that. Was the added? I had to add a little bit added respect to the whole situation because he said it was his uncle, and I respected the Gelb family. They were like the godfathers of Atlantic City. You could not promote in Atlantic City without Frank Gelb's word.
They say so, huh? Yeah. Okay.
He owned the territory.
Okay.
He owned the territory. Now switching gears, what's Terence Crawford going to do? He's your best fighter, pound for pound, right?
No, I think.
Inoue?
Yeah, I think the two of them are kind of,
Okay, what about Inoue and Lewis Neary? I think that's going to be sparks.
Yeah, I think the only way he might lose at the moment is if somebody cracks him with a good one, and Neary can definitely punch, so.
Neary's only been beaten with a body punch.
Yeah, Figueroa, huh?
Yeah, was that a freak situation or he just got caught?
No, I think Figueroa's really underrated, actually. He's had a tough old resume the last few years, so that kid can fight. He doesn't look like a fighter, but. But Neary can fight too, so.
So who's the best right now about 126? Who do you think about featherweight?
Who's coming up at the moment?
You saw that Vargas fight the other night?
I did. I can't watch Ray Vargas. Yeah, I find it. I watched the highlights.
Should he be arrested for impersonating a champion?
Yeah, I've never been able to watch him. I kind of find him really difficult to watch.
Take a station break coming up here. We'll return with Barry Unboxing here in the Sports Byline Studios. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look of the world of boxing. Coming up after the break, more on Barry. And boxing, right here on Sports Byline.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I hope that you understand that not one single person, not one single committee can do anything for boxing. It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other. I hope that we understand that by being public figures, we are targets for character assassination. I hope that we understand that if we want to be leaders, we have to convince with actions. To show always good faith, to love boxing and love boxers. We should not answer a slap with a slap, but with action and facts.
So check this out. I want to slap some guy in Spain one time because he insulted the people we were with, okay? And Suleiman pulled me off him. He said, no, don't slap the guy. But I was going to slap the snot off of him. I mean, I was. He bumped into a girl that we were with. We were in a group, right? Yeah. He bumped into a girl we were with, and he said, so?
And
I was ready. My left hand was already twitching. I was ready. Bang, I was ready to go. And anyway, Suleiman said, you don't need to. But the bottom line is, of course, may he rest in peace. Jose Suleiman, I think, passed away in 2012. The godfather of the WBC, no doubt about that. Now, May the 6th, the day after Cinco de Mayo, and 2 days after the, let me turn on my headphones a little bit, and 2 days after, of course, the Canelo and Benavidez fight, Jaime Munguia fight, yeah, in Las Vegas. And Noah Inouye, 26-0. 23 KOs, taking on Luis Neira, 35-1. Luis Neira, he's only been stopped by that one body shot by Mr. Figueroa. This net, I mean, technically, we could be watching two unbeaten guys here.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I think it was a fair defeat with Neira, but, yeah.
No, I get that, but, I mean, there's also a freak. Not too many guys get stopped like that.
No, true. Figueroa is kind of a crazy fighter, isn't he? He was all swarming all over him, and I think Neira had never been bullied before.
Do you think people are ducking him?
I haven't heard much lately, and I think he's been a little unluckier because I think he beat Fulton too. I think that was a close fight, but I didn't see Fulton winning that. So he should be undefeated.
Yeah, Fulton
really.
Went over to Japan, had a chance, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Slim and none, and Slim wasn't in Japan.
It should have been Figueroa, not right? Fulton. But yeah.
Okay, so Luis Neira, no doubt about it, he can punch, man. He can punch, and of course, Nanoa's got 23 knockouts in 23 and 26, so he can crack as well, but.
It's going to be a fun fight.
Is this? It looks super competitive on paper. It just does. It looks like it's going to be a thrilling fight. 35-1, 27 KOs. Of course, that one stop, the body shot KO.
Yeah, I think it'll be competitive while it lasts. I don't think it's going to last too long. There's too much power in there. And Inouye doesn't miss much, does he? And I think Neary kind of fights a little recklessly at times. So, it's going to be fun. No doubt.
Okay, now let's go back to to Brandon Figueroa, 24-1-1, pretty boy. 24-1-1, 18 KOs. Last fight, Mark Magaiso. He won that fight with a unanimous decision in 12 rounds. It was in 2023. That was almost a year ago. He hasn't fought in a year. Okay. Yeah. Before that was Carlos Castro. Then he lost to Stephen Fulton, a majority decision.
he had a draw with Sayer, didn't he?
So why isn't this guy fighting?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's undefeated. He should be undefeated. So and he's all action.
Like, he's like 25 years old.
Yeah. I don't know where he's disappeared to, because he's kind of been on a good little run.
When you spend your time in the library, as far as when you're a fighter, you're in the library. Your book needs to be checked out. It doesn't need to be sitting on a library shelf. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, true.
These guys are sitting on the shelf time and time again. And you and I know that was a downfall of all of Don King's heavyweights.
Sure.
He had him like 6-8 months in between fights, and they'd be getting heavy. And
look at Joseph Parker now. He's had like 4 or 5 fights in a year or so, and he's on his best form ever.
Let's talk about that. Joseph Parker, of course, getting the decision over Zilzang. Zilzang coming in at 291 pounds. I trained a fighter in China, in Beijing, and he was supposed to be a martial arts master.
Okay.
And we trained him for a boxing match, and of course I said to him, okay, meet me downstairs. We met like the night before. I said, okay, meet me downstairs tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I said, we'll have a light breakfast. I go, and we'll run at 10.
Okay.
He said, okay. So I went down there, and I couldn't find a dude because, you know, I'm looking for a fighter-looking guy, right? So I see this chunky-looking guy sitting at a table, and he's got this big stack of bacon in front of him. Oh, and nice. I'm saying to myself, that can't be my guy.
First of all,
this guy looks like he's in an eating contest somewhere, like a professional leader, like Joey the hot dog guy, or Joey Chestnut, whatever his name is, the hot dog guy, something like. So he looks like a championship eater, not a championship fighter. And they're telling me this guy's never been beaten in this, never been beaten in that, all kinds of stuff. I'm saying, so okay. So anyway, I sit down, I look across the table, I start counting pull his plate from him. I start counting the strips of bacon. Yeah. Me being the anal guy that I am, and not anal that way, but 27 strips of bacon.
So I
took the bacon away from him.
Bacon.
So he's like screaming and bitching in Chinese, like blah 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 blah. Pounded on his chest, his big old fat flabby chest. Over 9 yards. Anyway, our training lasted one day. That was it. I was done with him. They set him up with a fixed fight. They ended up having a fixed fight where a guy was a former professional wrestler. I knew nothing about it. I was doing the TV and the ring announcing both, okay? Yeah. So when I announced this guy, and they showed me his name was like so-and-so from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, this, and I said, you know, this looks like that trainer of this other guy.
Okay.
And it was. It was a trainer of another guy wearing a T-shirt. I mean, it was a scam of all scams, okay? So he pulls off the obvious fixed fights, and you can imagine, I mean, like it's a wrestling type of fix, right?
Yeah,
so the people there, it was in Macau, and they went nuts. They started throwing stuff in the ring, this and that. I mean, throwing stuff. So I grabbed the microphone, this and that, along with, I tried to grab him and talk to him in English, because I've talked a couple riots down, like in Vallejo, California, when they were rioting over there when Terry Davis got beat up by Lionel Butler. And so I talked to the crowd down there. So I had some experience talking around. But these people didn't speak my language.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
So I can't talk down to Chinese. So there's stuff coming towards the ring. People are throwing stuff towards the ring. So the impeccable one, he wasn't there, but I did exactly what he would have done. I took the ring card girls, and I got the hell out of there.
Good move.
It was just a smart move. Rescue the women.
Yeah, there you go.
Be indebted to the women.
Women and
okay?
children.
Okay? So anyway, I get them over to the hotel, and they say to me, we want you to come back and finish the card. And I said, not EU, but do you know the letter after E?
I get you.
Yeah, F you. You got to be, I ain't going back into that arena, going back across the street. You got to be kidding me. Those people wanted to kill us.
Yeah,
okay? Because they were blaming the Americans. It was an American production, American promoter, American fixed the fight with
you.
An American. Okay,
yeah.
And they didn't want to go. They didn't go. Listen, the guy sort of jumped up in the air when he got hit.
He jumped
like he was 3 feet off the ground. It was like the most obvious
cartoon.
It was a cartoon. It was a cartoon. But he almost got us killed.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. You escaped.
And the Macau police. Like a... Remember the Macau police afterwards said to me, well, "What did you do?" I said, "I just saved the women." And sort of gave me a little pat on the back for
hero,
that one.
Hero. Hero.
All right. Zilzang, Joe Parker, 291 pounds. What the hell's going on with that? Is he, I mean, am I? Is he a fat Chinaman?
He's a big boy. Yeah, no doubt about it. Nearly 300 pounds. Jeez.
No. Is he fat?
Is he fat? I don't think so, really.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's never going to be cut, is he? Especially at that size.
Although, I think he could if he wanted to be.
I don't think he has that kind of body type, does he, really? He's kind of
a little bit more than he is.
Yeah, he could probably trim off a bit. Was he heavier than normal? Or was
he was 287 in his last fight or something like that. But 291, listen, I don't care how big you are. You're carrying 291 pounds. That's a lot of weight to be carrying. You're not going to be as big. I don't care. Tyson Fury can't carry 291 and move around. He's 6'9".
That's true. Yeah, he's got a few inches on Zhang,
isn't he? And he's got better legs than Zhang.
Yeah. No, he may need to come down a little bit in weight, but yeah, we'll see.
Okay, speaking of Tyson Fury, was there some chicanery regarding that cut? Because here's what's up. Let me tell you the two spots I saw. I saw him sparring with somebody that was supposedly did the cut, okay? Yeah. The cruiserweight. I saw him sparring with the cruiserweight. And then I saw him sparring again with somebody else a minute later, and then he walks to the camera like, I'm done. Oh. So I'm trying to figure out, if he got cut with that guy, what was he doing with this guy? And this and that.
I just saw the elbow kind of video. I didn't see the other one.
It was kind of weird. The whole thing sort of stunk. And anything he sort of does is sort of stinky. You know what I mean? Because he's a gypsy. Yeah. And people are, no, don't shake your head on that, man. Listen, I was a cop for 10 years. I never met an honest gypsy in my life.
Yeah, but the reputation has always been that way.
That's the way it is. Let me tell you, one gypsy psychic. Let me tell you how good gypsy psychics are. Right, they're the king and the queens of the psychic world. Right.
Yeah.
Some psychic in San Diego, no, in L.A., hired me to watch a psychic in San Francisco. Now, if she was psychic, why in the hell would I need to watch her?
Really, yeah. Yeah, she didn't figure you out. Huh?
110 an hour. It was back a few years ago, but the bottom line is during the pandemic, I charged $110 an hour to watch an office. I sat there, I got my corn chips, I got my soda, I got my TV going on. I just took pictures. Nobody came and went. It was a pandemic. I can't believe it, but imagine that, a psychic, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, I take it back. I did come in contact with one gypsy that was honest. He was 440 pounds, and I was going to make him like Andre the Giant.
Okay.
I'm thinking money. I'm looking at this guy. So anyway, he was smoking weed. And I said, you can smoke all the weed you want. I didn't care. Yeah. I didn't care. He smoked all the weed he wants. Who cares, right? Then he started smoking PCP.
Yeah, that's a little.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when he went to PCP, I knew this wasn't going to work anymore, without a doubt. Okay. It just didn't work. I mean, the guy showed up at a couple of workouts, and his eyes were crossed, and this kind of stuff.
There wouldn't be any stopping him on PCP though. especially that size.
Doesn't matter. This is pro wrestling. We're not looking to stop anybody. We're looking to perform.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
this is a performance. You don't look really hurt. Yeah. I'm not putting him in MMA.
It'd be entertaining, though.
Huh?
It'd be entertaining.
The giant gypsy turned out to be a PCP freak. What a drag that was, man.
I remember, like a terrifying vision.
What?
PCP, a 444-pound man.
Well, you know, I had a vision. I said this was like the 80s, you know, when wrestling was sort of big. And I'm saying to myself, the giant gypsy. I go, I could put him in the ring with Andre the Giant, the Battle of the Gypsies, and make all kinds of money. All kinds of money. But he couldn't get into it. Plus, he really wanted to hurt people.
Yeah,
I tell him you can't do that. Man. I see. What do you mean? I can't hurt people? No, not at all. Man. When you slap people, you have to pull it back. Like, anyway, I couldn't explain the basics to him. Speaking of the basics, right now. Canelo Alvarez is going to take on Jaime Munguia. Is Munguia a face fighter? Is he a face fighter? Does he fight with his face?
A little bit, yeah. But he kind of takes risks, doesn't he? So I think it might be an interesting fight if Munguia fights at a fast pace, because Canelo likes to keep it slow, doesn't he? And Munguia likes to fight, so it's going to be entertaining.
Okay, so I'm giving Munguia a shot because of the fact that we don't know what Canelo Alvarez is going to show up.
That's true. Munguia has been slowly. I mean, it's crazy to think he wanted to go in with Triple G all those years ago, and then they held him back for the next, five, 6 years. So they obviously think he's ready now.
So how long will they hold David Benavidez back? And is it true that after Benavidez fights the Russian, you're fighting him?
After
Benavidez fights that Russian for the interim title at 175, you're the next opponent?
I could be. I have to put on a few pounds.
You think you make the weight on?
I'm 168 at the moment, sir.
You want him at 68?
Yeah, I think I'm 68. 75, I felt a little paunchy. That's my highest weight.
Okay. So. Canelo's not a super middleweight fighter. What do you think? What do you think he really is, a middleweight?
Probably his best at middleweight, yeah. I think super middleweight. He's just a little too short, isn't he?
And Munguia looked good in stopping Ryder, and Canelo couldn't stop Ryder. Does it make Munguia a hot prospect for an upset?
I don't know.
Lukewarm?
I wouldn't pick him to beat Canelo, but I think he'll give him an exciting fight. I think he'll, and I think he's a fighter. I think he's got some dog in him. I don't think he's going to back down.
Okay,
he's
last question for you. Is Tyson Fury ever going to fight Oleg Usyk?
I think it'll happen, yeah. But whether he wins or not, I'm
will
not
it
too
be
sure
worth it?
I think so. I'm interested to see what he's got left, because the last few opponents haven't really been much of a stretch. So, yeah, it's going to be good, though.
Stick around until after the break. We'll close the show together. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My next guest is truly, what?
First guest.
What did I say?
Next guest.
And you corrected me in front of millions of people, didn't you?
That's my producer gaffing me there, folks. Of course, sometimes I say next guest, my first guest, this and that. Bottom line is I love him. Of course, I'm talking about the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to mention WBC Live Channel on Bolt is an exciting new social TV experience. Of course, and that's on the web, mobile, and plus 10 million of those Hisense and Vita powered TVs around the world. Straight up, you can check us out at keepboxingfree.com. Don't forget keepboxingfree.com. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Boxing coming up in the month of March. Of course, Amazon Prime going March the 30th. With Tim Zhu and Keith Thurman in a junior middleweight bout for the WBO title. And Rolando Romero, my favorite guy, whether you can fight much or not, Rolando Romero versus Isaac Pitbull Cruz for the WBA Super Lightweight Championship. I got to say this. Do you know how to steal Amazon Prime?
Do I not? No, I don't know.
Because that's what everybody's asking me.
Okay.
Those are the questions. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Can you steal it? I wouldn't steal it if I could. You know me. I've got such an impeccable reputation that I've got. What are you laughing at in the other room there? Anyway, wait. I've got such an impeccable reputation. Besides, when you punch in those crazy websites like meth labs, this and that, it says, warning, get out of here. It's like Dr. Smith and the robot on Lost in Space, man. That's not worth playing around in. Anyway, March the 30th, Tim Zoo and Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman got anything left?
I'm sure he has, but he just hasn't been fighting enough. Yeah, I do. I don't think he has much of a chance. People are overrating him for this fight, I think.
Okay, Raleigh and the overweight Pitbull Cruz.
That's going to be a fun fight. Yeah. Pitbull's a little small for that weight, so I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, he is small for that. And Raleigh talks the best game of boxing now, one of them, doesn't he?
He does. He's the best comedian, I think. He's always got a twinkle in his eye, everything he says.
Oscar Valdez going on the 29th, the day before ESPN Plus, free TV versus Liam Wilson. Should Oscar Valdez be out? We got about 10 seconds.
I think he's still got a little bit left in him. Yeah. But we'll see you in this fight, huh?
Barry on Boxing, I thank you so much for your time, my brother. We feel appreciated and blessed anytime you come in the studio.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yep.
I want to thank Larry Murch. I want to thank Dennis Rapport and, of course, Tommy D as well. And I want to thank the impeccable one in the other room, Bailey Peck, my ace producer. Outside of that, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC-TV. Oh, I want to mention the folks down in Dallas, WBC-TV folks, Daniel Jackman and the crew. Thank you so much.